They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Vilma, ¿dónde está?
Aquí estoy, Pedro, debajo de la cama.
¿Debajo de la cama?
Eso es lo que dije.
¿Te asustó ese malvado merodeador, eh? El mamá del meme. Regresé por el botín.
¡El merodeador!
The Flintstones in Spanish, brought to you by Winston-Salem.
Bueno.
They sure work hard, don't they, Barney?
Yeah. I hate to see them work so hard.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go around back
where we can't see them.
Gee, we ought to do something, Fred.
Okay.
How's about taking a nap? Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it. Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred. Filter blend makes the big taste difference, and only Winston has it up front where it counts. Here, ahead of the pure white filter. Winston packs rich tobaccos specially selected and specially processed for good flavor in filter smoking.
Yeah, Barney, Winston tastes good like a cigarette chug.
The Don and Mike Show.
Those.
Hello!
For the days.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You might remember we butchered this the other day with Rock Band.
Woo!
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
How's the show today?
Sometimes their commercials are even better than the show is.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's hard to believe they're still on the air.
If this were a Chinese radio station, their call letters would be Ching Chong Awesome.
A couple of pain-in-the-ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Righto. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? I got the name of the Rutger Hauer movie.
What is it?
With the dog collars, it's called Deadlock.
Deadlock.
Deadlock?
Yeah, Deadlock.
This just in from CNN. Cigarette commercials are not allowed on television.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. This just in from CNN. Fred really smoked Lucky Strikes.
Luckies. And what did Barney smoke?
Fred's pole. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
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 Hey, I got a movie for you. Matthew Broderick, the cable guy. With Jim Carrey. Yeah.
And once again, he plays the Matthew Broderick boring victim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's had the same kind of roles in about 10 different movies.
Billy.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you not a prize, but I'll give you, yeah, we should have had that. Good
the cable
you.
Guy, because it's that standard Matthew Broderick, I'm really not sure what I'm going to do. I'm really uptight. Boy, what am I going to do? I want to be a dentist.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us, Matthew Broderick.
And
bye!
This is Roger Ebert.
How are you today?
Too late with that thing. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hello?
This is a mess.
Hello, Mike. Turn. Radio down. Eat my Klingon.
I have nipples, Greg. Milk me.
Hi there, radio show. That's what it is now, just generic. At some point, it just becomes generic.
How are you today?
And even we don't want our names on this.
And now I have no balls at all. The balcony is now closed. Would you like some popcorn?
That's the one.
Is that in it for you? What makes an at sea? I should know. I am one.
That is the Roger Ebert one
right
there.
I say good day.
Very nice. That is the definitive Roger Ebert voice.
That was like the second separate Roger Ebert guy calling in.
That's right. That was a good one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hi there.
Yep.
Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Ah.
I got two movies for you.
Yeah.
One with Rutger Hauer, Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone and Billy Dee.
Well, let's not turn this into a Rutger Hauer discussion, filmography.
The Rutger Hauer Film Festival.
And then what about the poor man's Matthew Broderick from The Hitchers, C. Thomas Howell? We got to start with his
And
film.
Whatever happened to C. Thomas Howell? I wonder that every day. C. Thomas Howell.
Here, the answer now is the president of Useless University.
I think C. Thomas Howell was last in the mainstream when he was in blackface for the movie Soul Man. And that might have been sort of professional suicide.
Really?
Yeah, it was a movie about he wanted to get a scholarship for an African-American
student. Oh, my God, that's right.
He did the movie in blackface.
The whole movie was blackface.
And I think he fell in love with Ray Don Chong, was maybe the leader. Maybe it was Sherry Belafonte Harper.
How does the UU chess team look this year?
The UU?
The
University of Useless Information.
Really good.
UUI.
I don't spend a lot of time with the chess club.
And I hate to keep jumping from one movie to the next, but you cannot mention Radong Chong without mentioning Quest for Fire.
Exactly. Right. Oh, and that one scene.
Drinking down by the lake.
Right.
Yeah.
Bent over.
The way we wish it was still.
That's how we play chess at UU. Naked by the stream.
Bent over. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi. Addicted to Love with Meg Ryan.
Oh, that is an awful Matthew Broderick one. Ah!
Now, that one I don't remember at all.
It's one where they each one has broken up with their spouse, and they spy on their broken up girlfriend and broken up boyfriend.
Right.
And they end up falling in love.
Oh, yuck. All right. I'm glad I didn't see it.
And then they go to Ireland, and they drive over someone in their car.
From Useless University.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I got another Matthew Broderick movie.
Well, we're collecting them right now. We're collecting all of them. We're going to hear every film that he's ever done.
We are collecting them like we're collecting hemorrhoids.
Biloxi Blues with Chris.
Now you're old, late to the party.
First one we had.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fresh, Eugene.
Fresh hemorrhoids only, please.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey there.
Nippy, those guys, yeah!
He was enthused about something we just don't know. We just don't know what it was. That's a new one.
Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Hey.
Hey is for horses.
Hello.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
I don't believe we've been introduced. Dwight Schrute, Assistant Regional Manager.
I believe we are listening to an audition.
Another soundboard.
This is an audition.
From the office.
Dude here. Hello?
Who's this?
It's Dwight.
Oh, yes. I've read about that in the Bible.
That's someone mixing Dwight Shutt. Is that
Schrute?
Schrute. Dwight Schrute with Fred Rogers. Whoa, this is a miss.
I don't think the soundboard should ever be mixed. I don't like the commingling of the voices.
I don't like the mingling. You teach that at UUI.
No, UUI.
Yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Matthew Broderick as a high school teacher who had sex with Reese Witherspoon
election.
In the movie Election.
And Election was a good Matthew Broderick movie. As a matter of fact, that's the last good Matthew Broderick movie was Election. But it's because of Reese Witherspoon as Tracy Flick.
It was dirty in China.
Pardon me, Professor?
It was a dirty movie in China, Election was.
Erection.
Thank you.
He's here all week.
Thank you. There he is, everybody. Dean.
Dean Rob Spiewak of UUI.
I wrote a paper on that joke.
Don and Mike show, hello. Or as they call him around campus, the Fuhrer. That's right.
Oh, here comes Dean Spiewak goose-stepping through the quad.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gentlemen.
Hey, hi.
Hey, how about Lion King? Little Broderick.
How about I just stick a big sewing needle in my eye? How would that be?
Yeah, because if we go the animated route, there were a lot more movies with Matthew Broderick because he has the man boy voice.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
I can't tell you how pink I was tickled yesterday by your, it sounded like Stephen Hawking's after a 48-ounce glass of Absinthe. With your little electronic voice.
Well, it's better than Stephen Hawking's because it was the British accent.
Yeah. It was like Basil Fawlty and Stephen Hawking had a bastard robotic child. Hysterical.
Number one fan.
Owl fighting. If you guys ever see a movie called The Hillside Strangler, I think it was straight to DVD. about a few years back. Boring film, but worth watching to
Why?
Watch C. Thomas Howell get serviced by another gentleman.
Well, now listen, everybody, put that on your gift list.
He knows yes. what we like.
The C. Thomas Howell filmography. Boy, I'd buy it just for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Did he say he was serviced or he's doing the servicing?
Serviced by another man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
C. Thomas Howell also in Red Dawn with my favorite, Powers Booth.
Powers Booth, that's right. Powers Booth was
and
in
Patrick
Red
Swayze.
Dawn. You know, that's a movie, if it's on, I'll watch the first hour of it when they find the guns and when the Russians get it, break into the little town.
Gotta get out of here. There's a big old nuclear war coming. Head for the hills.
And now here he is, the Fuhrer from UUI.
I don't like UUI.
Was it CTH? Wasn't he the boy in the movie Tank?
CTH.
With James Garner?
What you using the initials of C. Thomas Howell for?
You don't
Is that
like
what
that?
They do? You do initials at UUI?
You got to do it to save time to get yeah. to more useless facts.
Poppycock.
Don't care for that?
Poppycock.
I'm voting for you in the presidential election.
Thanks so much, Powers Booth.
I am always rooting for your fighting Krauts.
You want to root for somebody, you root for Noah Daniels.
That's right.
Noah Daniels, the vice president, now the president.
No 24 this year for you.
Yeah, what's this writer's strike all about? I say slap them down. Slap them down good. Cuff them right up on the ear. They won't bother you no more. Yeah, you look good, honey. Why don't you come in here and give us a big old Powers Booth kiss, and then I want you to take your tongue and trace my pockmarks with it.
Yeah. What time is the game tonight at Gestapo Arena?
Gestapo Arena?
And all the kids get their own little gulags.
Gestapo Arena. That's blasphemy. I fought them Nazis.
Rob Spiewak's UUI.
Yeah, that's right. All the security guards wear those stormtrooper outfits.
And UUI. Nazi useless.
University. Useless university. Nazi university of useless information.
You say what you will, but we have some of the greatest programs to teach those kids how to concentrate. Some of our study skills are great. We even have a camp.
Oh, God. Oh, dear. That knocked me out of my Powers Booth. Jesus.
They got the vicious memories.
God.
They never forget.
Way to go, Mr. Friendship Bread. Wow. Boy, give me a slice of that bread.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Concentration Camp Granada. Now you got me doing it. What's the world going to say? Watch out for Noah Daniels. Yes, sir. You know that white stuff that you had in the bag, the white liquid?
Yes.
Yeah, that came out of my cheek.
Oh.
Yes, it did. That's Powers Booth. Powers Booth pause.
Of course, you were great as Jim Jones in the TV movie.
Yeah, that's right. Drink the Kool-Aid. Y'all be real good. Gather round, children. Have yourself a nice glass of Kool-Aid. It's going to hurt your tummy for just a little bit, and then you go into your maker. Hallelujah.
Powers Booth, didn't you go to N-U-U-I?
Nazi Useless University of Use. Excuse me. I got to rephrase that. That's Nazi University of Useless Information.
We totally want to screw. Should it be Our Lady of the Nazi of Totally Useless Information?
Our Lady of Nazi Useless University Information.
It's actually Our Nazi Lady.
Yeah, I'm the chairman. I'm the chairman of the Board of Trustees, Noah Daniels.
And you always give the commencement address.
I do. Welcome, kids. It's great to see you all. I hope you had a good session.
They all throw their helmets in the air.
Yeah, it's bad when they come down spiked down.
All right, let's bring our valedictorian up here right now. Shave your head, son.
Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information.
Our Nazi Lady of Useless Information.
University.
University. Whatever. Whatever, boy.
And now here they are. You're fighting Krauts.
Yeah, they go. Great football team.
That's right.
That's right. 0-20.
I'll meet you at the Himmler Library.
You would get killed at basketball. Because you'd have no brothers at your school. The only thing you would have would be like the guy that fought in Rocky IV. You would have all big, gigantic Aryan guys.
You're talking, of course, about Dolph Lundgren.
That's right.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren, who's our mascot. On our little statue we have, yes, which you stole from another movie, Knowledge is Good.
That's right, we have that. We don't field a basketball team.
You don't want
No, we don't. Hmm? Well, we just don't have the talent.
That's right. You're the dean of propaganda.
We have the propaganda club.
Aren't you good at baseball?
Very good at baseball.
Very good at baseball.
Yeah.
What's for supper in the Hermann Göring cafeteria tonight?
We have the extremely White Sox as our team.
Congratulations, son. Proud to be on your board of trustees.
Always a pleasure, Noah.
And you, N-I-N.
Our Nazi lady of our useless information
our
university.
Our Nazi lady of useless university.
Yeah, siree. 4.0 GPA for our boy here. Congratulations, Robbie. You went on to be dean. Dean of Our Lady of Nazi Useless Information.
I don't recommend wearing our sweatshirts off campus.
Yeah. Well, you did that one time, didn't you?
Only once.
Came back from town all bruised and battered.
They don't care for that new logo. I just said it means good luck.
Yeah, you can't wear the crooked cross off campus.
No, don't do that.
Beware.
Rob, that's a big thing on campus. Everybody, don't forget, wear red. Wear red to the big game this weekend.
Be careful. Yeah, but you got your special shuttle to shuttle you right in from campus to town. It's a special half track.
That's exactly right. God,
congratulations, boy.
And we pack them in.
Hope you enjoy yourself. Goose stepping all around the quad.
Yeah. Rob welcomes in the freshman class.
Here he is. Rob's, here's your dean. Here's your dean.
Rob come out in that outfit like Tom Cruise has in the movie. Rob with the eye patch.
Yeah, and of course, greeting all the students with your standard willkommen.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what they hate is after the game when I tell them to hit the shower.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. All right.
Oh, dear.
Well, that would be the...
Yep. Fini.
That would be the end.
The end of the segment.
That's right. What does it say? What does it say? It says F-I-N-E. Is that what it says?
Fini, yeah. Yeah. That's the end of the round.
And then it just goes... Because the movie runs out of film.
Yeah, unless it gets stuck and then the movie just burns up.
And then we go to black, mm-hmm. which is a whole other thing. Well, yeah. we don't do it at Rob's school.
Not at Our Lady of Nazi Useless Information.
Our Nazi lady.
Our Nazi lady. Okay, sorry, I got it wrong.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.